Blog Talk Radio.
Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only modified health and nutrition tips and information, and also special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at this time. That's New York time. And I am your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach. My name is Jessie Blair Myrie, and this weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn more about me, visit my website, and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind you, what I have learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. As in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. All right, for the next several minutes, I'm going to be sharing with you today's topic, 5 foods for breast health. You're all aware that it is the month of October. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it's so important that we take care of, ladies, to some people, it sounds a little bit funny, but yeah, got to take care of the boobs. Got to take care of them because, it's very important that any part of your body that God has created, of course, He created it all. And so we only have one, and we definitely need to take care of it. So I'm going to take you on a 5 food journey that indeed maybe you're already consuming, but maybe not. So, and I'll be very specific when it comes to these certain foods. So, 5 foods for breast health, and here they are. We're talking about fighting breast cancer. It begins now. And guess where it can start? In your kitchen. It doesn't have to start, in some clinic or hospital room or anything like that. It starts in your kitchen. While not all oncologists embrace the link between nutrition and a reduced risk, citing insufficient evidence, some research say there are certain boob foods women can include in an overall healthy diet that might improve the prevention and treatment of breast cancer. And by the way, men can get breast cancer too. It's a misnomer or a myth that breast cancer only applies to women. That is incorrect. It also applies to men. So men, listen up. This may help you as well. Here's a roundup of the 5 foods: sweet potatoes, and they are in season for healthy breasts. Taste the rainbow, and no, don't mean chowing down on a pack full of Skittles. That's not the rainbow. That's not the rainbow I'm referring to. Eating a diet rich in brightly colored produce might help protect you from breast cancer, that is. Okay, so rainbow of foods and real foods that grow out of the ground and, that come from good sources, clean sources. A study published in the Journal of National Cancer Institute found that women who ate plenty of carotenoid-rich fruits and vegetables had a lower risk of developing certain types of breast cancer. The theory is that carotenoids contain compounds that help regulate cell growth, defense, and repair. Get your fill in on the produce aisle with sweet potatoes, carrots, squash, and dark leafy greens. You've got to taste the rainbow. You've got to chow down on the rainbow. It's so important. And this will definitely keep your breasts healthy. Salmon. Some people say you have to have an acquired taste for salmon. I love salmon. I just love it. But a lot of people I know don't like the taste of salmon. But guess what? It is one of the, if not the, best fish you can consume. Don't let the high fat content in salmon scare you, though. The oily fish is rich in good fats. There is such a thing as good fats and bad fats. Salmon has the good ones. Essential omega-3 fatty acids linked to improved breast cancer prognosis. That's what salmon contains. That's the good fat. Scale analysis of international studies published in the journal BMJ found that women who consumed the most omega-3 fatty acids were 14% less likely to have breast cancer compared to those who ate the least. For overall health benefits, the American Heart Association recommends adding a 3.5-ounce serving of wild-caught fatty fish to your diet twice per week. Not per year, folks, per week on a weekly basis. Not a salmon fan? Well, there are other cold water fish that are high in omega-3s, which include sardines. You like sardines? I love sardines, too. How about anchovies? Caesar salad, anyone? Black cod, mackerel. These are the different types of fish that you can consume that are, you know, great with omega-3 content. So if you don't like salmon, definitely look for these other choices. And remember, when you're looking for these types of fish, always, always, always choose wild caught. You don't want anything farm-raised. It's in a tank. They feed them pellets and, you know, to change the color of the flesh of the fish to make it pink. You don't want that type of fish. You want the wild caught fish. Always look for wild caught. Tea is your number 3 on the 5 foods for breast health list. Tea, especially green tea, is packed with polyphenols. And that's an antioxidant with enormous health benefits, including anti-breast cancer properties. A study of 181 healthy Japanese-American women at the National Institute of Health's National Cancer Institute found that those who drank at least one cup, it doesn't take a lot, folks, just one cup of green tea on a daily basis, they had less urinary estrogen. And that is a known carcinogen of the breast. Then the non-tea drinkers, those that drink one cup, had less urinary estrogen than those who did not. But pass on the bottled stuff. The best brew for your breasts comes fresh from the pot. So don't be lazy and look for the bottled green teas and say, oh, I got the green tea. You don't want those that have been sitting in a plastic bottle on the shelf, you know, for a long period of time. Brew your own, and always look for the best choice is organic green tea. Organic is not sprayed. The leaves aren't sprayed with anything, so you don't want any pesticides in your tea. So look for organic. Pomegranates, wonderful, wonderful. Great this time of year as well. The vibrant red pomegranate has been linked to fertility and health for centuries. Today's medical experts continue to study and celebrate the seedy fruit, most recently for its ability to inhibit the growth of hormone-dependent breast cancer. According to a study published in Cancer Prevention Research, ellagic acid in pomegranates might help protect against cancer by suppressing estrogen production and preventing the growth of breast cancer cells. While further studies are needed, researchers say people may consider eating more pomegranates to protect against cancer. Go get your pump on. Pom-pom, anyone. Pomegranates, it's wonderful for you. Or help yourself to berries. Berries, berries, berries. Raspberries, strawberries, cranberries, and some nuts. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. You can go for the cranberries. Walnuts and pecans, they're also rich in ellagic acid. So think about all of these berries and these and the pomegranates that can help you with your breast health. Last but certainly not least, mushrooms. Yeah, it's a fungus, but you've got to look for the right ones now. Not all of them are created equal. Hail to the mighty mushroom. Eating a healthy serving of fresh fungi daily might help protect you from breast cancer, according to a study printed in the International Journal of Cancer. The study, which involved more than 2,000 Chinese women, found that participants who consumed 10 grams or more of fresh mushrooms every day were about two-thirds less likely to develop breast cancer than non-mushroom eaters. Women who combined a shroom-rich diet with plenty of green tea showed an even lower risk. So can you imagine putting all 5 of these foods into your diet on a daily basis, or, you know, more than you've been doing already? The study hasn't nailed a cause and effect relationship between mushrooms, tea, and breast health, but you're doing your whole body a favor whenever you add vitamin and mineral-rich mushrooms to a meal. And you have to look for organic mushrooms. Indeed, you have to look for an organic one. So there you have it, folks. That is your 5 foods for breast health list. And I'll just recap: sweet potatoes, salmon, tea, specifically green tea, pomegranates, and mushrooms. Look for these, and it will help you tremendously. Now, on to today's Wednesday's word. It comes to us from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Loneliness. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Psalm 84, verse 2. Loneliness is one of the greatest problems people face today. It is a leading cause of suicide that is now the third greatest killer of students in the United States. People feel various kinds of loneliness. One of the most common is the loneliness of solitude, or there's a loneliness of suffering. Many people experience loneliness in society, or there is the loneliness of sorrow, guilt, and judgment. All of us feel at times a loneliness for God. Someone has called it cosmic loneliness. We don't know what it is. It makes us restless. You see, man was made for God, and without God, he is lonely. But Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart, of our heart, saying, "I want to come in. Let me in." He doesn't push his way through that door. We have to open it and invite him in. When we do, he comes in to live forever, and we are never lonely again. To hear from you on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, wherever you want to look for The Vision Voice or Jesse Blair Myrie or Coach Jesse, I'm sure to be there. God bless you, and have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Bye-bye.